USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It appears the Senate is poised to reject the idea of impeachment witnesses, as senators will take that vote later today in the president's impeachment trial. Senators wrapping up two full days of questioning impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. This all means that the impeachment trial could possibly wrap up at the end of the day or perhaps tomorrow. President Trump was touting recent trade deals as he held a campaign rally in Des Moines, Iowa last night.
Probably the biggest reason that I ran was the unfair trade that I've seen. And one after one, China, Mexico, Canada, Japan, South Korea. We've made all these deals and we have plenty left over, plenty left over.
The Iowa caucuses are Monday, and this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brexit begins, as at 6 o'clock Eastern time tonight, the United Kingdom will formally leave the European Union. Speaking in London yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Trump administration remains supportive of the move approved by British voters in 2016.
The previous administration took a view that if the United Kingdom made this decision, they'd be at the back of the line. We intend to put the United Kingdom at the front of the line. This is a historic relationship between our two countries. Save for that moment we busted away a couple hundred years ago, it's been fantastic.
There is one less Democrat in the field for the White House. John Delaney announcing this morning he's dropping out of the Democratic race. The former Maryland congressman saying in a statement that a lack of support and the inability to qualify for the debates were behind his reason for ending his race. The decision coming just 3 days before the Iowa caucuses. Delaney said on CNN the main thing is to beat President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A lot of American farmers are going broke. Farm bankruptcies jumping 20% in 2019 to an 8-year high. Agriculture economists say farmers are struggling because of lost business, because of the long-running U.S.-China trade war, as well as chronic low commodity prices, ever-growing debt, and volatile weather patterns. The death toll from the coronavirus in China continues to rise. Health officials say over 200 people there have died. There have been nearly 10,000 cases of that illness across the country. The World Health Organization declaring the disease a global health emergency yesterday. So far, there have been only 6 cases in the United States. Trials are set to start in the nationwide college cheating scandal in October, and actress Lori Loughlin could be first up, along with her husband. Prosecutors are asking for them to be in the first group of 15 parents, the couple accused of paying $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC in California. The couple faces 50 years in prison if convicted. And PETA wants a robot to be used on Groundhog Day instead of the real thing, asking the famous Punxsutawney Phil be replaced with an animatronic version that would better predict how much more winter to expect without stressing out a real animal. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.